Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Michelle bringing you more encouraging information, news, and sharing regarding the book of Joshua. And Joshua, we have introduced two characters, Joshua and the spies, actually four. Well, it's probably more than that. But we want to focus on two characters. They are Joshua and Rahab in these first two chapters. Also, the two spies are mentioned because they're spying out the land, so they are mentioned in those first two chapters, but not by name. Excuse me, a bit of history about the book of Joshua. Part of the Hebrew Bible and the Christian Old Testament, a principal part, main part of both religious faiths, the book of Joshua. It follows the story of Joshua, Moses' successor, and his leading of the Israelites into the promised land. And it's divided into three main parts: the conquest of Canaan, part one, the division of the land among the tribes of Israel, part two, and Joshua's farewell speeches, part three. It's a significant text in both the Jewish and Christian traditions, and it portrays themes of conquest, faith, and obedience to God's commands. So for those of you that are interested in stories of conquest, adventure, excitement, and obedience to God, God proving his promises in his word and showing up in his power to help his people, then this book will really satisfy your hunger and thirst for that. Not just in the natural as entertainment, but in the spirit realm as edification, as inspiration, as motivation, as exhortation, as a time of teaching, learning, instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That's what the word is for, okay? So as I share it, it's to the end that you would be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So Joshua was the central figure in the book of Joshua. He's known as the successor of Moses, the leader of the Israelites into their promised land, Canaan. And he played a pivotal role in the Israelites' journey from Egypt into the promised land, leading them across Jordan. It is a book that, again, is very central to our study of the Word of God and our fulfillment that we see of God's promises to his people to be with them from the beginning to the end. Joshua is revered. He was a courageous military leader and a servant of God. He was a symbol of obedience and loyalty in the Christian and the Jewish traditions. So, as we continue our study of Joshua, we also want to consider who Rahab was. We've talked about Rahab. I've shared some about Rahab, but she is also a central character in the book of Joshua. And in that second chapter, we read about her and her pivotal instrumental role in making sure that the two spies were safe and that they were able to come into the land and safely spy out the land and not be attacked by the enemy. So she was the one that helped, that God used to get the job done. So without any further ado, and that's just a little brief introduction into the history of Joshua that I feel would be helpful as we talk about how God will be with us, that He will help us, that He will always and forever keep His promises. And He proves it over and over and over and over again as we look at the book of Joshua. So, a bit about Rahab before we go back to the scripture. In the Jewish tradition, Rahab is primarily known for her role in the conquest of Jericho and her assistance to the Israelite spies. But she is celebrated for her faith in God, the God of Israel, and for her bravery in aiding the Israelites. The biblical narrative provides the main account of Rahab's story, but there are traditions in the Jewish faith and commentary on her character and actions. However, there is not extensive information about Rahab beyond what is found in the biblical texts. She is primarily remembered as a woman of faith who played this such important role in the early history of Israel. And in the genealogy of Jesus, her name is mentioned. She and Salmon are listed as the parents of Boaz. I will continue refreshing your mind about Rahab, as she is mentioned, as I said, in Matthew's genealogy, as the mother of Boaz, who was the husband of Ruth. And perhaps when we go into the book of Ruth, we'll revisit the discussion about Rahab and how God, again, as I've said before, can and will use anybody. And no one is exempt from God's ability to use them. Keep that in mind. So no matter who you are, where you are, what you're doing, what you have done, as you yield your life to Christ, as you surrender to Him, He can use you right where you are. And He wants to use you. And I implore you that you allow Him to use you. Okay, let's go on into the Gospels right now. I'm sorry, let's go back to the book of Joshua and let's continue. We're not going to be with you long today. We just want to give a little refreshing, and then we're going to have a word of prayer. In fact, let's bow our heads right now before I read the word and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank You for this wonderful day that You have made. I am so grateful. I am rejoicing and I'm glad in it. Lord, I thank You for this people that is listening to this time of sharing on Healing Scriptures and Mornings with Michelle. I pray that You would bless each and every hearer, everyone that even may be distracted because they're trying to listen to this and the kids are hollering in the background, or they're driving and they don't want to be distracted, or they're listening while they lay in bed and they doze off to sleep. Whatever the situation may be, maybe there is a connection that's not good with their internet. Whatever it is, I pray that that word that You have for Your people, each and every one of us, would be delivered to the heart and the mind of Your people to produce the fruit that You intend. Bless this word. Bless the hearer. Cover us all with the word of God in our heart and spirit, and the Holy Ghost in us speaking, and the blood of Jesus covering us and sealing it all. It's in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask these things, and I thank You for these blessings, for they are ours. Amen, amen. So continuing on and refreshing your mind from the book of Joshua, the two spies have gone to Rahab's house and she went into covenant with them. She agreed to hide them so that those in the land who were looking for them could not find them. And she agreed to help them in their time of hiding and send them on their way. And she agreed with these two spies that if she did all of that, that they would remember her and they would save her household. I'm going to read that petition just one more time. She said in verse 12, "Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father, my mother, my brethren, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." Now, that covers a whole lot of people, and it covers a whole lot of stuff. I don't know how many children her father had and her mother had. I don't know how many nieces and nephews she may have had that were born to her brothers and her sisters. And I don't know how many possessions that each of them had individually and how much they had collectively. It had to be a whole conglomeration of stuff. But her petition to the two spies was that they deliver their lives from death. And they agreed, "You help us and you do what we're saying for you to do. And we promise you that we will do what you've petitioned us to do." And that's what happened that day when the enemy was after them and in hot pursuit of them. She let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall as she dwelt upon the wall. As she said in verse 16, she said unto them, "Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there for 3 days." She gave them good instruction after they were protected in her home that particular day. "And hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers return, and afterwards may ye go your way." And the men said unto her, "We will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee." So this is really, this is a picture of salvation, of household salvation. Rahab was concerned about her household, her father, her mother, her nieces, her nephews, her brothers, her sisters, coming under the ark of safety, or coming into the ark of safety, which God chose to be her home at that hour and at that time. It was the ark of safety. It was where God was going to produce great deliverance. It was where God was in covenant through his servants with Rahab and her household. And God did not break his promise. And I want to say to you that just like God did not break his promise with Rahab and her household and the men of God, he will not break his promise with you. He's promised us household salvation. We trust him and we believe him that no matter what the condition is of that drunkard that's in the family, that drug abuser in the family, that wayward child in the family, that as we are steadfast and unmovable and unwavering in our prayer and our petition, that God will transform that life, save and deliver them, and bring them out. I know that he will. I've seen him do this. We don't know how, we don't know when, but we believe that it is so. And we stand on it and we continue to praise him for it. So let me finish on with this chapter. I'm just going to read it through. In verse 19, it says, "And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be upon our head, if any hand be upon him." God is going to take responsibility for those who are in covenant with him, who stay under the covenant plan that God has already instructed them to do. Verse 20, "If thou utter this our business, then we shall be quit of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear." In other words, the deal is off. 21, "And she said, according to your words, so be it. As she sent them, and they departed, as she bound the scarlet line in the window." Verse 22, "And they went and came into the mountain and abode there 3 days until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not." Verse 23, "So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over and came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and told him all things that befell them." Verse 24, "And they said unto Joshua, truly the Lord has delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us." Let me read that verse again. This is the promise that I want you to decree and declare over your life as you come and as you go, believing God that he has done something so miraculous because of his promises in your life, that you will see the manifestation of that promise, those promises, as you go out and as you come in, you will see the miraculous because of God's promise to you and his hand upon your life. This is what the spies saw in verse 24. This is what they decreed and declared and testified of. Again, in verse 24, it says, "And they said unto Joshua, truly the Lord has delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us." Well, what has God promised you today? Has he promised you that job, that position, that husband, those children, a baby? Walk in that promise. And as you go your way, has he promised you favor with both God and man? What has been the promise of God to you today? Has he promised you that he would give you the victory in the courtroom, in the classroom? in the neighborhood, whatever. The promise is, as you go in and out today, I pray that you will see those ducks lining up in the row, so to speak, those dominoes lining up just like they ought to, and you'll see that system fall or stand according to the will of God. You will see God move in your behalf mightily as you go forth in obedience to Him and do what He has told you to do. As you go and knock on those doors, make those phone calls, send those emails, mail those letters, whatever it is He's instructed you to do, open that business, move into that community, you're going to see the favor of God, the hand of God, and the promises of God fulfilled. Just stay faithful to His word, and He will be true to His promises. Romans 8 and 28 says, "For we know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, who are the called according to His promise." If you fall into that category, then go in faith today. Go forth trusting and believing the word and promises of God. And as you do so, you'll come back with a testimony and a song. I guarantee that. Actually, I'm not the one giving you the guarantee, but it's the God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, who gives witness to His word and the testimony of the saints written here in the book of Joshua. Well, that concludes Joshua chapter 2. I'm going to have a word of prayer and bid you adieu for the day. So, Father, we thank You for this word. We thank You for those who are listening. We pray that something that I've said and something that I've read would be a source of inspiration, motivation, encouragement, edification, exhortation, enlightenment for Your people today. And that You would bless each and every hearer as they go their way and interface with society and their family in the name of Jesus. Let their going out and coming in be successful, and let everything they put their hands to do be blessed according to Deuteronomy chapter 28. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray and I thank You for these blessings, for they are ours. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, that's all for now. Goodbye and God bless you. This is Michelle with Mornings with Michelle and Healing Scriptures from the Holy Bible. Praying that you will be a blessing to someone else today, even as the Lord is blessing you right now. Bye for now.